In 1975, business consultant Bruce Birch was hired to help launch Marriott's Great America in San Jose. One of the things he instigated was a promotional partnership between the theme park and the March of Dimes.
Through that relationship, we were able to provide the March of Dimes with a lot of marketing ability, and they were able to provide Great America with reach throughout the 17 western states where they had their different pledge walks. And what came out of that was the understanding that there was so much more benefit that we were giving to them and that we were getting from them, that I stepped back after that and I said, you know, that wasn't just a business relationship. We connected on a lot of different levels.
It was a good model, so he did it again with other partners, repeatedly. 8 years later, he coined a name for it.
Cause marketing is a marketing relationship between a nonprofit and a for-profit organization.
And it works, Birch explains, when both partners have internal interests and external public images that align together well.
Surfrider Foundation works with cleaning up beaches and providing clean areas of waves and beaches and oceans. And they partnered with Barefoot Wine. And they came up with the Barefoot Wine Beach Rescue Project. There was a very natural alignment because the Barefoot Wine developed these barefoot-friendly programs on cleaning up beaches, and the Surfrider Foundation was able to work with a barefoot-friendly for-profit company.
For the nonprofit, fiscal support is a primary reason for entering such a partnership. But Birch says that's not the only way they benefit.
We found 30 benefits that a nonprofit can receive, and surprisingly, we found 38 benefits that a for-profit can receive.
For example?
A Gap Corporation puts a lot of their entry-level employees into positions within the community. So when the employees come back, they have learned about teamwork, they've learned about communication skills, they've learned leadership skills. These are the kind of skills that they wouldn't normally learn at that very early stage of being involved in Gap stores. And so there's a real win-win. The nonprofit gets these energetic young employees, and then they bring these benefits back to the for-profit. It's creating this understanding and this trust and building these bridges between these sectors that will strengthen both sides.
Conversely, when the benefits are only financial and the partners appear mismatched, it simply doesn't work. Birch can point to an example of that, too.
Several years ago, there was a promotion between Susan G. Komen for The Cure and Kentucky Fried Chicken. You'd buy these pink buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and 50 cents approximately went to the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which is a great organization. But the alignment was terrible because you're selling buckets of legs, thighs, and breasts that are fried and are carcinogenic to support a cancer organization. That would be a perfect example of really bad alignment, and the public reacted very strongly to that.
Now, after decades of work in this area, the San Rafael resident has shared his experience and insights in a newly published step-by-step guidebook, which he titled Win-Win for the Greater Good. It's that last piece, he says, that is ultimately the most important.
If there isn't that focus on the greater good, it's just a joint venture. It's empty. It's all about money. It sucks the whole air out of the partnership balloon. And the public picks up on that very quickly.
Because marketing without a cause is just another ad. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.